Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you hadn't gotten a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters free at www.karencan.com. Yep, just put your name and email address and you'll get the first six chapters free download as well as five webinar healing classes. Excellent. Yay. So today I'm excited because we have with us Dr. Dennis Loebstein from LifeWave, and he's going to be talking about what kind of protocols we can use with the LifeWave patches to help with emotional blocks, emotional traumas, stuck emotions, that kind of thing. And I'm really excited to hear some of his protocols because I always learn a ton from Dr. Dennis when we're on the call together. So welcome, Dr. Dennis.
Hey, Dr. Karen. It's great to be here with you. We've been doing this like 9 months already, so we should be giving birth pretty soon.
That's funny. It hasn't felt that long. For those of you that are just joining us, you can give us a call as well, and Dr. Dennis and I will take your questions live on the call. The number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, it's 818-514-1190. Hit 1 so we know your hand is up with a question. Now, Dr. Dennis, we had a really great response for our last two shows about spirituality and using the LifeWave products to help with supporting spiritual evolution. And so I thought that was really curious that it actually got more airtime than the sex show that we did.
Wow.
Early in the year. It's kind of funny. It might change over time, but I think that's kind of interesting. So along those same lines, I know we're going to talk about emotions today, but I think you had a story to tell us before we kind of jumped into that topic.
Well, yeah, it leads into that topic because it has to do with an experience I had when I was teaching at the University of Miami in Florida. I'd been doing past life regression with Qigong that I learned how to do from Tom Tam. He's one of my first Qigong masters. So even though I've been a martial artist 40 years, I've been doing energy work with Qigong now for about 15 some years. And there was a woman I was introduced to when I was in Miami, and she was stuck. She couldn't get forward or move forward in her life. Mm-hmm. And she was aware from another friend that I had been doing Qigong past life regression work with people. And it's along the lines of what Dr. Brian Weiss had developed, one soul, many bodies traveling through time. And Dr. Weiss wrote a number of books about this, and he does past life regression using hypnosis instead of Qigong, but I learned how to do it with Qigong. And so I was familiar with Dr. Weiss from being at the University of Miami. So anyway, she knew past life regression work because of what she heard about Dr. Weiss and because of what she heard about me from my friend with doing Qigong. So she asked me to do the past life regression with the Qigong. And when we were there, to make a long story short, she discovered that in one of her past lives, she had been an Indian princess, and she was sitting up on a hill looking down into a valley watching all her people getting slaughtered. And she couldn't let go of that from her past life, and that's what was keeping her stuck in the present life. And when she was able to embrace that and recognize it and just let go of that stuck energy, when we came back into her present life, she was able to move forward and she had let go, and her life improved and unfolded. So that's
neat.
Yeah, that's an example of what release of stuck emotional energy kind of work can do. And we can do that with the patches too.
Well, cool. So what kind of protocols or patching magic can you share with us today about how we can help these trapped, emotional blocked energies release?
Well, in one of our other shows, I alluded to the yellow court. And the yellow court is the area in the body, according to Chinese medicine, where a lot of stuck emotional energy resides and doesn't move. And when I say stuck, I mean I've worked with people who have been through psychotherapy for like decades, 20-some years, and nothing moved. And then I do a few seconds of Qigong with them, and all of a sudden they get a release and they're fine. And that's because I knew how to get stuff moving from the yellow court. Now, the yellow court is an area that is just below the heart and above the diaphragm. And there is a gate or an access acupuncture point called Gao Wang Shu, which is actually bladder 43. And if you all are familiar with the bladder meridian, it runs up and down the length of the spine, parallel to the spine, and there are actually two channels of it. One is 1.5 soon bilateral to the midline where the spine is, and that's where most of the Bakshu points are that work directly on the organ's energy, the organs being the organs like the heart and the liver and the lung and et cetera. And accessing those Bakshu points on the bladder meridian that are 1.5 soon bilateral usually work on physical things and energy, which actually is material substance according to the Chinese medicine books. It's not spiritual, it's material substance, the qi I'm talking about. And you can get that qi moving in that first bladder meridian. Now the second one, which is 3 soon bilateral to the midline, works on more emotional and spiritual aspects of those organs. And bladder 43 is actually on the more lateral of the bladder meridians, and it's right along the border of the medial border of the scapula. And it's at the level of thoracic vertebra 4, which is the pericardium level. The pericardium is one of the heart protectors. It's the inner frontier gate. So energetically, bladder 43 is working like an inner gate and actually is a gate for the yellow court. And that's why it's called Gao Wang Shu, because Gao is meaning just below the heart, and Wang is a membrane just above the diaphragm. Mm. So the actual name of that gate defines the point. So people that have stuck emotional energy in their yellow court usually have blockages in bladder 43, and when I push on that or palpate it, they can feel that, and they jump. And I just did that the other day on somebody. And she about jumped out of her chair when I was doing that. So because it's a bilateral point, you can use you can use patches that have a positive electrode and a negative electrode, like an ice wave patch with a white one on the right and a tan one on the left. Or what I like to do is use an Eon patch on the right and an SP6 patch on the left, because that way you're not just moving the chi by increasing electrical current, but you're also introducing frequencies that balance hormones. So that's a good point to do that on.
Ah, okay. So this sounds like a point on your back that's going to be hard to reach on your own.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that is true. Right.
So now at the top of the, like you said, the medial bar, so the inside border of the shoulder blade at the level of the fourth thoracic vertebra. So at the top of, you know, where that spine sticks out of your shoulder blade, what level is that? Where you've got that bump between the upper part of the shoulder blade and the bottom part. Is that thoracic vertebra 3 or?
Oh, you mean the spinous process of the scapula?
Yes. I'm trying to use like non-medical terms here, so yes.
Right. I just wanted to make sure I knew what you were talking about.
Okay.
well, if you lay a ruler or a pencil along those processes or bumps you're talking about that stick out, you'll find that they angle down. And this is when the arms are relaxed down at the side. Then they will point to just below T3. And if you feel that space below T3, go one vertebra further down and you'll find T4.
Ah, I'm actually touching it right now. Ooh, that's sore in there. What do you know?
You must be very flexible.
I am very flexible. And, of course, I did about 100 punches yesterday on the Wing Chun Kung Fu bag. That probably didn't help me. But, I can feel all my rhomboids back there. I can actually reach that point. I'm excited.
That's the spirit of Bruce Lee, Wing Chun. Beautiful springtime.
Yeah. Well, neat. So SP6 on the left, bladder 43, which is the outside bladder point near the edge of the border of that shoulder blade, and then the Eon patch on the right-hand side. And you said that unlike the energy enhancers or the ice wave, which clearly move energy in the chi, it not only does that because it's a positive and a negative patch, or I should say negative and a positive patch, respectively, but also because it has some hormonal balancing features of those patches.
Right. In my experience, LifeWave doesn't claim that, but I've found that to be the case in my clinic.
Okay. Well, we do know that Eon does help to regulate cortisol levels, so that's, you know, hormone. So that definitely.
Right, and
is.
Also DHEA. That was announced.
DHEA, right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So how does somebody know if they have stuck stuff in the yellow cord, that they're painful there?
Well, a quick and dirty way to find out is to palpate it, and if bladder 43 is painful, then that would be a good indication. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. So painful.
So,
all right. Excellent.
So there's another way to access that area, and that's with CV12.
Mm.
So CV12 is one soon just below the tip of the xiphoid process on the front midline. And that's actually the front new point for the heart meridian. Now, front new
point. Are you talking about CV 14 or 12?
Oh, I'm sorry, 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
CV 14, conception vessel 14. Yes. Got it.
Yeah. It's confusing enough without my messing up the name of the point.
Right? That's okay. That's why there's two acupuncturists on this show, just in case we get
right.
our numbers wrong.
Yeah, CV12 is a front viewpoint for the stomach, and that one would reverse rebellious stomach chi. But a couple soon above that is CV14. That's the one I meant to talk about. And that's a front viewpoint for the heart. And front viewpoints are where the chi of the channel come to a head. And That anchor Shen, calm Shen, and can also access the yellow cord.
Ah, okay. Now that's a single point. We don't have, you know, one on each side like we do the bladder. So what would you patch with that?
Well, you could use GV 11 with that, which is right on the Shen Dao on the back, or the spirit gate.
All right, so you would put a white patch on which side and the tan patch on which side?
Let's start with the white patch on the back and the tan patch in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's congruent with the front being more negative and the back being more positive. But you might find that the sweet spots work better if you reverse the polarity.
Ah, okay.
But most people, it's positive on the back and negative in the front.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned this, and I don't know if we have some old LifeWay folks on the line that have been with the company for a while. There was a demonstration with muscle testing that Dr. Kwila did where she put a single tan patch in front of someone's heart. Now, of course, that was a different point. It was CV17, but their arm went weak with the tan energy enhancer patch. So is it okay to put a tan patch on the front given that demo? I don't quite know how that works.
Well, that depends on the person, so we muscle test it to be sure.
Okay, yeah. If they're strong with that configuration, then go with it, and if not, then reverse it.
Right, exactly.
Okay, sounds good. Now, can you use CV14 to access the yellow cord where these stuck emotions are without putting something on the back? Because I can imagine some people are not going to have some partner or whatever help them find GV11 on the back of their spine.
Yeah, you could, but it may not be as effective, but it would still work.
And would you, if that happened, which patch would you use?
Use one of the YH patches on CV14.
Okay. Gotcha.
So there's another paradigm that's really interesting, too, relative to letting go.
Mm.
And that's in the metal element, where you have lung as yin and large intestine or colon as yang in metal. It's interesting that the way the lung and the large intestine work together is that the lungs receive new energy and the large intestine lets go. Now, we all know how the large intestine lets go on a physical level. You just poop.
Right.
But this also, Chinese medicine also works on the level of the qi and also the shen, or the energetic balance and the spirit. So we're not just dealing with physical stuff. We could have stuck emotional energy in that people are holding on to stuff relative to their colon or large intestine energy. And they can't receive new energy as long as they're holding on to the old stuff. In other words, they're full of it because they can't let go.
So true, so true.
Yeah, and there's no accident that terminology was developed, because it's relative to this paradigm between the lung and the large intestine. So if you can clear the stuck energy that the large intestine is holding on to, then the lungs can receive new energy from sky or spirit.
Mm.
And there are actually sky window points in the large intestine and the lung that can help with that.
Okay.
So one of the sky window points that's on the large intestine is large intestine 18. And large intestine 18 actually is a treatment for emotional constipation. It clears attachments that no longer serve us. And we get to see what we need to let go of when we access the energy of that point. And it allows us to see wisdom and beauty where we couldn't see it before. So that's a really good point for helping us let go of stuff. Large intestine 18 is located right in the middle of the sternocleidomastoid muscle on the neck, at the level of the tip of the Adam's apple. So if you go when you're not talking, like flapping your gums like me, and your Adam's apple is just resting, then you draw a line from the tip of the Adam's apple around your neck and into the middle of the sternocleidomastoid, and right there is large intestine 18.
So right in the belly of that muscle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stomach 9 happens to be right on the anterior border. That's another good sky window point. But that's not the one we're talking about right now. Large intestine 18 is behind it in the middle of the muscle.
Now, it sounds like it's pretty close to the thyroid. Is that going to affect the thyroid at all?
Yeah. Yeah, it can help. It can affect the thyroid and help it. Now, stomach 9 is known for that more than large intestine 18, but they both can. There's another point, because I was talking about large intestine and lung together.
Right.
That's also sky window point. And this one is lung 3. And lung 3, just like the lung, which receives energy, gathers celestial chi. And it gives meaning to life, because it helps you see the light when you're gathering chi and light. And it's a good treatment for low self-esteem.
Mm.
It increases your self-worth, and it also increases your creativity. So if you want to let go because you can't or are having difficulty bringing new information in, or you can't get ahead, like in the story I was talking about at the beginning, you can use large intestine 18 and lung 3 together. Now, lung 3 is an easy one to find. All you got to do is act like you're smelling your armpit and put the tip of your nose on the inside of your biceps muscle, and the tip of your nose will hit lung 3.
I have never heard of that. That is hilarious.
Good way to find it.
Armpit smelling points. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I'm writing it down. I never use that point, but that's great. I agree to know this. Cool. So tip of the nose, as if you're smelling your armpit, that is lung 3.
Yes. And teachers often tell you that you can find that point by putting some kind of carbon marker or carbon powder on the tip of your nose and touch your bicep with it, and right there will be the point.
Oh, that is too funny. So what are we patching there?
So I would I put a tan patch or a negative patch on left large intestine 18 and a positive one on right lung 3.
Okay.
Now, the reason I'm doing that, of course, you got the paradigm of negative patch on the left and positive patch on the right, but also in Chinese medicine, the anatomical position is when you have your arms up in the air, not hanging down to your side the way it is in the West. And if you put your arms up in the air, that makes lung 3 higher than large intestine 18, so it's closer to sky.
Hmm.
Also,
okay.
The positive patches rotate energy and light clockwise, and that tonifies. And the negative patches rotate lighter energy counterclockwise, and that sedates or pulls energy out. And so we're wanting to sedate or pull the energy, the stuck energy, out of the large intestine. So that's why I put the tan patch on large intestine. And we want to tonify the lung or bring energy into the lung, and that's why I put the positive patch on the lung in that case.
Okay. Now, those since those channels are associated with each other, I understood from past training that if you put, say, a white on the right, tan on the left, on the same channel, say, you know, large intestine channel, you would be balancing that channel and that you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, the whole white and tan thing. So, but in this case, we're using two different channels. Is that why you're making a point to put the, you know, the tonifying, the white one on the lung point versus the large intestine point and vice versa?
Right. We're using the yin-yang pair, where normally you'd put the negative patch on the yin and the positive patch on the yang. But in this case, I reversed the polarity because of the function of the channel, where you want to sedate large intestine and pull stuck energy out, and you want to tonify lung to push energy in.
Neat. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Guess what? There's like three minutes left, so if anybody wants to call in, now's the time to call in. The number is 818-514-1190. Again, 818-514-1190. Hit one so we know you have a question. Wow, this is really cool. I have not tried this combination ever, and I'm thinking about a patient of mine, and you can tell me whether you feel this is appropriate use for her. You know, she's been through just a, you know, alcoholic husband, horrible divorce. Basically, she's really victim-y at this point, and just really not able to move forward in her life in terms of she's staying in that, you know, he done me wrong, and then that lawyer done me wrong, and then this person done me wrong, and, you know, that kind of thing. So to me, it seems like not being able to let go of the past. Is this an appropriate protocol for her if she were to try it?
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a good combination for her. And I would also add CV17, like with the carnosine patch, because people like that often are grieving to a certain degree, and that releases grief from the lungs. And that opens up the lungs like pouring out a teacup that's full and emptying it so it can receive new stuff.
Okay. Yeah, definitely, you know, this is very different. You know, some of the protocols you've given are really different from what we've talked about in the past or what we've done webinars on in terms of which points help with the Shen, you know, the heart points, the pericardium points, you know, GV20, you know, for, you know, to feel happier. This really is, you know, moving the stuck energy. So this is really great. Thank you so much, Dr. Dennis.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Any last suggestions or words for folks about any of these protocols or anything else regarding stuck emotions?
Well, just a quickie. A lot of people get depressed with the stress they're under these days, and if you put an Eon or one of the YH patches on GV20, that raises Yang Qi and relieves depression.
Yeah, I like that that symptom relief. It seems to, I call it my happy point. So people think it's funny because they go to other acupuncturists and says, can you put one in my happy point? And they're looking at them like, who have you been going to? You know. So I tell them, don't tell it's a happy point. That's my name for it, but it's GV20. But, I find that is a very, because sometimes you even get depressed, not even because it's an illness per se, but because that, for example, the HARP, the microwaves that they're putting into the atmosphere to change the weather, to control the weather, I've noticed that can cause, you know, symptoms of depression, but it's not really like a disease depression. But by balancing the brain and by putting a patch on the GV20, I have found that has made a huge difference to kind of subdue that negative effect from those microwaves.
Right, it does, and so does your Eon Brain Protocol.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. Oh, I did have a question, Dr. Dennis, before we go. Is how often should somebody be doing these protocols? Every day until the symptoms get better? Once, twice?
Individual variability depends on how they feel, and if you got the stuck emotional energy unstuck and it's moving, you usually don't need it again. A lot of times it works just the first time for a day or so, and then you're good.
Okay.
But they
Excellent.
Can keep going if they still need it.
Yeah, for sure. Excellent. Well, our time is up. We want to let everyone know on the line who's listening in live or on the replay that our next month's topic is up for grabs. So if you have an opinion about what you want that topic to be, you can either go on the Facebook page and find Dr. Dennis. What's your Facebook page name, Dr. Dennis?
Just my name, Dennis Loebstein.
Okay, so and then mine is forward slash Dr. Karen Can. So you can actually post, you know, on Facebook if you have suggestions for next month, what you want to talk about. And as per usual, we'll take your questions as well. So thank you so much, Dr. Dennis. This has been very instructive, and I always enjoy our time together.
So do I. Yeah, my pleasure, Dr. Karen. Thank you so much.
All right. Blessings, everyone. Have a great day. Bye for now.
Bye, everybody. Be well.